This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Pam O'Rear. She's been directing students from District 150 this summer in a production of The Lion King Jr. The summer theater program culminates with a live performance at the Peoria Civic Center August 12th through the 14th in conjunction with Ignite Peoria. Pam, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, this is a big deal. Tell us a little bit about the vision and the concept for the Summer Theater Youth Program and how you got involved.
Well, when I heard that Disney was releasing The Lion King as a junior version, right away I thought of Peoria Public Schools. I was a graduate of Peoria Public Schools, and my children were, and I've seen the decline in the arts in Peoria Public Schools. And I've reached a place in my life where I thought, well, you know, time to give back and see what I can do to make a little bit of a difference. So I did go to our new superintendent, Dr. Kratt, with this idea, and Dr. Kratt was extremely enthusiastic and supportive. So we went ahead and decided this would be a great summer program for Peoria. Unfortunately, we do not have a high school in Peoria that's air-conditioned. So we knew that we had to find a venue for The Lion King Jr., and that's where Ignite Peoria came in, because I had been associated with that a couple years ago when it first got started, and I thought this would be a great thing to bring in a partnership. And so I talked with Kathy Chitwood, and she was enthusiastic about the idea, and that's kind of how it all kind of came about. And so it's been a great collaboration and partnership with Ignite, the Peoria Civic Center, Peoria Public Schools, and Arts Partners. So together, I think we've got a great program.
And what's the age range on the performers?
It's middle school students. They're 5th through 9th grade. And we have 111 in the cast.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a pretty good size group. And they've been working now. It would be 9 weeks by the time we perform. And the nice thing about this is not the Lion King just junior production, but it's a whole entire experience called the Lion King Experience. And what Disney has done has made different session workshops associated with this. So the kids have gone through 18 sessions, and they're usually the sessions last from between 45 minutes to about an hour and a half, and they've learned every aspect of the theater. And also it gets into social issues and also gets into a lot of the African culture that it has to do with The Lion King. So they understand the story. They understand the verbiage in The Lion King. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience for them to just not only be in the play, but to also learn all aspects of theater.
And how many people does it take day to day to run the Summer Youth Theater program?
Well, I'm there with 10 interns. We've got 10 college interns. The majority of them are getting college credit for this, and they are the ones that are teaching the sessions. So what they do is I give them a curriculum the day before, and they study, and then they go in and teach the classroom. And then when the kids are not in sessions, they're working either in music, dance, or blocking for the play. So we have 7 different groups moving around every day. So they move from one station to another. So they might be doing a session from 9 to 10, then 10 to 11, they'll be learning their dances for the show, and from 11 to 12, they will do drumming or music that has associated with the show.
You've taken a really interesting approach to putting your ensemble together. You didn't hold auditions. Anyone who signed up for the program would be involved in the show. How then did you cast, or how did you find the performers to perform the various roles?
Okay. Once the kids registered and came, the first week was, my main thing was auditions for kids. I would say probably 90% of these children have never been in a show before. We've got a very small percentage of kids that have done theater before. So they don't know how to audition. So you miss a lot of raw talent, and kids don't know how to properly do that. So the first week was teaching them all how to audition. So they would learn songs from the show, they would learn the scenes that they were going to have to do to audition, and the steps that they would have to learn as far as the choreography part of the audition. So then after the following week, we actually held within our group auditions. And so the kids auditioned, everybody sang, everybody read, and everybody danced, and then from that we were able to choose the cast.
And have there been any moments through the course of the summer where you've seen particular kids really step up or experience something through The Lion King that is just brand new for them?
Every day. Every day is a new experience. We have a lot of these kids that really had no idea what they were getting into. that just the discipline, the self-discipline that they have to have mm-hmm. in order to be in a show like this has been eye-opening for the majority of them. They have come a long, long ways in not only getting up and learning the rehearsal process, but also getting along with each other. And that has also been something that, you know, they're in close quarters with each other. A day-to-day situation, and sometimes things will happen where they get angry with each other, and this actual experience is allowing them to learn how to socially handle those, the skills that they need to be able to get along. And we have some great exercises that we do for this, and one example is we have what's called friendship time, and I put two kids together that have not shown any kind of friendship at all. Like, I've never seen them even speak to each other. And they have to sit together. And the kids fought us on this to begin with. They sit with each other, and they have to tell each other a very sad story that's happened to them and a very happy story. And it's amazing the walls that have been broken because of that. And this only makes for a better experience on stage mm-hmm. because it has to be a unit. When you perform The Lion King, you want them all to be together, supporting each other, and it's unbelievable, 90% churn in these kids, and they're getting the whole concept of what being in a show and producing something that this is all about. So it's exciting to see. Yeah, great change.
This is a collaboration with District 150, and you've got a teaching background yourself. So is there an educational value to the experience in terms of curriculum, in terms of science or math, other than like the art and music exposure that they get?
There is. They actually get into almost every single core learning process, even mathematical things. We get into, an example is when they talk about blocking and sound cues and things like that, they're talking about mathematical things that show for tuning and cueing and things. Science, there's actually been some stuff that has come into when you're talking about Africa. They have actually talked a lot about the continent of Africa and where the whole Lion King Jr. takes place. So there is a lot of things the kids don't realize they're learning because they're learning it in a fun way, and they're able to take what they learn then and then produce it on stage. So absolutely.
Pam, it's been talked about that this summer program is launching pad for the revitalization of the arts in District 150. And putting on your arts advocacy hat right now, what do you hope to see to come out of this performance in August, and that hopefully will continue throughout the rest of the school year?
I hope to see exposure. I hope that the community can see what our kids can do, our kids that have never really had the opportunity to be able to get involved with something like this or have fear or not even know how to get up an audition, so they don't do it. We are holding what's called a Gala for the Arts on Friday, August 12th, and that is going to be in partnership with Ignite, Peoria, and the Peoria Civic Center. And what through the Gala for the Arts, what you will do is come and experience some of the exhibits of Ignite Peoria, and you'll be able to mingle with some of the artists. And then we're going to have entertainment from alumni from Peoria Public Schools, and then you will be able to go into the Peoria Civic Center and see the opening night of The Lion King Jr. And we're hoping through this exposure, too, that people are going to see that there is a need for this, because we do have the majority of our children are inner city. And they have not had the opportunity in the schools that they have. They don't even have some theater programs in a lot of these schools. So this is something that we're going to show, okay, maybe this child does not do well in school academically, but boy, look at them in the arts. And this is giving them self-confidence and the skills that they need to be successful adults, successful community leaders.
And so then, is this a model that you would hope to replicate in future years with other productions? I'm assuming it all comes off well and everyone's happy with the outcome.
Right. Whether or not this continues on will depend upon the public, I would say. It is a $40,000 budget, and it is not supported by Peoria Public Schools. It is supported through grants and sponsorships and ticket sales. So we are needing help in that area. So if it is a successful financially that we can continue it on, then it probably will be something. Definitely the administration wants to see this continue, but only if it can financially pay for itself, definitely.
And as we're talking, you're still 2 weeks out from opening night.
Right.
I assume you're not in the Civic Center theater right now. So where are you rehearsing right now, and at what point do you move into your actual performance venue?
We are at Lincoln K-8 school, and the majority of our students are neighborhood students that go to Lincoln. We will be moving to the Civic Center the week prior to. So we move in on August 8th, and those will be long days for the kids because everything's going to have to be blocked and everything's going to have to be done in the Civic Center in a very short amount of time. So there'll be the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then Friday we open. Yeah, so that's another thing it's going to be an eye-opening experience for those kids to come into a whole new space since, once again, these are children that have done this before and be able to follow and self-discipline and be able to get up and do what they've been rehearsing at Lincoln on the stage. And they'll do it. They're going to be great. It's a great show. Great show.
Right, because the rehearsal process when you're doing theater is one thing, but then when you're in those last 5 days before you open and you have to run the show and adjust to the venue, that's an education in itself.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do push that the kids be able to listen and know when they come in. I'm not big on having people there to say, okay, it's time for you to come in. They need to learn that self-discipline of realizing, okay, I've got to listen for my cues. I've got to know when I've come in. I've got to be in character and ready to go. And we're learning this every single day. And I think by the time we get to the Civic Center, these kids are going to be on board and ready to produce a great, wonderful, exciting show.
We've been talking with Pam O'Rear. She's directing The Lion King Jr. Performances are being held in conjunction with Ignite Peoria Friday, August 12th through Sunday the 14th. All performances will be at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. Pam, thank you very much, and break a leg.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Come out and see The Lion King. Hakuna Matata.
Tomorrow evening, Peoria Cabaret Theater presents Nick's Outrageous Cabaret, Best of 2015-2016 Local Musicals. Hosted by Nick Sutter and featuring local talent, the show offers audiences the chance to relive their favorite moments from local theater productions from this past season. The performance takes place at the Waterhouse's Broadway Lounge. For more information, call 309-494-9100.
And Cornstalk Theater is presenting an Emerging Artists Cabaret. The event features 17 young performers in solos, duets, and ensemble numbers. The repertoire includes a lot of musical theater, of course, but it also includes covers of some contemporary pop songs. Those performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 at Cornstalk's Winter Playhouse.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website. That's peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.